fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chests. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 will the Green Beret. Trained to live on nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage speaks of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chests. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Kiss me goodbye. they just gave us time to write. I miss you, and there's something on my mind tonight. At mail call, I received your letter here today. But I don't understand the things you say. You tell me there are people marching in our streets. The signs they carry say that we don't fight for peace. There's not a soldier in this foreign land who likes this war. Oh, mama, tell them what we're fighting for. Tell them that we're fighting for the old red, white, and blue. If they forget Pearl Harbor and Korea too, another flag must never fly above our nation's door. Oh, mama, tell them what we're fighting for. From Maine to California, there are many noble men who know the price of war and pray we'd never fight again. But the world must learn that we will fight and we'll protect our shore. Oh, mama, tell them what we're fighting for. Oh, mama, tell them what we're fighting for.
Everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seems to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much or kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen. And a crash and blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine, when the timber cracked and the men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John.
Standing by my window yesterday morning, without a thought of wearing your care, when I saw the post coming down the pathway, with such a happy smile and genuine air. Oh, he rang the bell and whistled while he yesterday morning, coming down the pathway with his pack, oh, a little near the sorrow that he brought me, when he handed me this letter, eggs and black. And with trembling hands I took the letter from I broke the seal and this is what it says. Come home, my boy, your old father wants you. Come home, my boy, your dear old mother's dead. All your mother's words, the last she ever heard, will tell my boy I'm
to worry about me fighting here in Vietnam. But don't worry, just pray for our soldiers fighting here in this foreign jungle land. Don't worry is an easy thing to say, but I hope you'll remember to pray. We'll do the best we can for the USA. So, sweetheart, don't worry, just pray. Not to worry about me fighting here in Vietnam, but don't worry, just pray for our soldiers fighting here in this foreign jungle land. Don't worry is an easy thing to say, but I hope you'll remember to pray. We'll do the best we can for the USA. So, sweetheart, don't worry, just pray. It's got to be done, so I will do my duty to try and save this country from the red. There's soldiers all around me who are here to safeguard our loved ones who sleep peacefully in bed. It's got to be done to stop the commies where they are, or all of us will live with that menacing red star. The battle's just beginning. Hold on, fellas, here they come. We're fighting for America. It's got to be done. It's got to be done, so I will do my duty to try to save this country from the Reds. There's soldiers all around me who are here to safeguard our loved ones who sleep peacefully in bed. It's got to be done to stop the commies where they are, or all of us will live with that menacing red star. Battle's just beginning. Hold on, fellas, here they come. We're fighting for America. It's got to be done. My dearest mama, they just gave us time to ride. I miss you, and there's something on my mind tonight. At mail call, I received your letters here today. But I don't understand the things you say. You tell me there are people marching in our streets. The signs they carry say that we don't fight for peace. There's not a soldier in this foreign land who likes this war. Oh, mama, tell them what we're fighting for. Tell them that we're fighting for the old red, white, and blue. Did they forget Pearl Harbor and Korea too? Another flag must never fly above our nation's door. Oh,
There are many noble men who know the price of war and prayed we'd never fight again. But the world must learn that we will fight, we will protect our shores. Oh, mama, tell them what we're fighting for. Oh, mama, tell them what we're fighting for. Oh, mama, tell them what we're fighting for. Doesn't someone write to me from my fair homeland across the sea? In this foreign land, we have to make a stand. Why doesn't someone write to me? I'm just as lonesome as can be. Just a simple letter could make me a happy man.
Why doesn't someone write to me
and tell about my home?
Has everyone forgotten me
here in Vietnam? I'll fight and die if that's the only way to keep men free.
But still I wonder why doesn't someone
There was no band, no flags, no ceremonial. It wasn't even dramatic. A car honked outside, and he said, "Well, that's for me." He picked up his suitcase, and his mother said, "You haven't forgotten your gloves." He kissed his mother and held out his hand to me. "Well, goodbye," he said. I took his hand, but all I could say was, "Good luck, son." The front door slammed, and that was that. Another boy gone to war. After the door closed behind him, I went upstairs. I went to what had been his room. It was in worse shape than usual. His bureau was littered with an incredible collection of things. Letters, keys, invitations to parties he would not attend. Clothing was scattered about. I went to my room. On the wall was a picture of a little boy. His toothless grin framed in blonde curls. The same boy who had just told us goodbye. Suddenly, a strange thing happened. Objects seemed to come alive and whisper to me. The house was full of soft voices. They led me to the attic, to a box of toy soldiers, a bent trumpet, a football helmet, a homemade guitar, school books, faded photographs, a half-completed stamp album, a penny bank with the lid pried off, telegrams, a baptismal certificate, a pair of old track shoes, and more photographs. One taken on the memorial first day of long pants. Well, curly head, you're a man now. I hated to see you leave our home and close the door behind you, but I think I would not have halted you if I could. I cannot pretend that I am not sad, but I am proud of my soldier son, too. Goodbye, curly head. Goodbye, son.
It don't take a Wolfpack fighter pilot but a few missions to get used to the annoyance of flak and the stark terror of a SAM break before his fangs begin to get long and he realizes the real reason for being over here. He's here to kill MiGs, and he's not going to rest easy till he gets his chance. Everybody wants to shoot down a MiG, but you can't go off half-cocked. It has worked out the other way around. When you go MiG hunting, you got to be careful, especially if it's MiG-17s that you find. They sneak off down to Banana Valley and lay in the grass like a snake and just wait for somebody to make a slip.
They just go on down to Banana Valley. Go on down and meet your fate. Just go on down to Banana Valley. But when you go down, 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 you better learn to hate. Well, I got friends in Banana Valley. I got friends that learn too late. I got friends in Banana Valley. They went down, 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 'cause they did not hate. There's snakes in the weeds in Banana Valley. Them snakes in the weeds know how to hate. Them snakes in the weeds in Banana Valley. They go down, 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 and there they wait. Well, I heard all about Banana Valley. How fighting them snakes could be so great. So much fun in Banana Valley. I gotta go down.